Michigan J.D. Vance rally, Mike Rogers calls out political cicadas Harris Waltz, they want to make America last. By Hannah Knudsen on August 27, 2024. Vice President Kamala Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, D., seek to make America last, Trump-endorsed Michigan Senate candidate Mike Rogers said Tuesday during Sen. J.D. Vance's, R.O., rally in Michigan. Ripping them for making empty promises simply because it is an election year. The Democrats are great about telling you firsts, Rogers told a crowd at the campaign event, laying out some of these firsts. They're very proud of their firsts. So I'm going to go through a short list of the firsts within just the last 4 years that the Democrats have been in charge. This is the first time in American history we've imported more food than we've exported, he began. It's the first time that foreign automakers made more cars in the United States than domestic automakers. This is the first time that the interest payment on our national debt is bigger than Department of Defense. Rogers, who has been endorsed by former President Donald Trump, continued, noting it is also the first time in U.S. history that Americans' credit card debt has surpassed $1 trillion. This is a surefire plan to make America last, Rogers concluded after listing off a few of the Democrats' firsts. I can't think of a more consequential election than this one. This is the time for us to stand up and say, not on my watch. He continued, blasting President Joe Biden and Harris for a crumbling economy and for lying about election interference. Remember, this came out this week when the Biden administration and Harris said, oh, we didn't interfere. We didn't censor any conservative thought. Well, that's funny. Mark Zuckerberg just came out yesterday and said, yes, they did censor conservative thought. The government went into those tech companies and told them, if it's a little bit conservative, you got to take it off your platform. Anybody want to live in that America? Rogers asked, also highlighting the fact that Democrats, namely, Kamala Harris, lied to everyone about the state of Biden's mental and physical health. Remember, like, just a very short period of time. They were telling you, Joe Biden is as sharp as I've ever seen. That guy's got more vim and vigor, and he's so smart and engaging. And he knows the issues better than anyone. Rogers said, pointing to the speed with which Democrats tossed him after his poor debate performance against Trump. Rogers also blasted his Democrat opponent, Representative Elissa Slotkin, DME, who he said also has a hard time telling the truth. She just voted recently to let illegals vote in U.S. elections. She voted against the wall. She voted for amnesty for illegals. She voted to allow D.C. to become a sanctuary city. Is that the kind of leadership you want in the United States Senate? He asked, driving home the point that this is a new, more radical Democrat party. Watch. This is not your grandfather's Democrat party. They have veered so far to the left. They gave us an open border. They gave us higher crime. They gave us food prices we can't afford. They gave us gas prices we can't afford, he said, referring to them as political cicadas. What they're telling you today is, I'm a political cicada. They only come out at election time. I'm for you. I'll do what you want. It's going to be great. Just listen to me. What we ought to do today, and this certainly is this perfect example of the start of this, is to say, you know, not on our watch will we let America lurch to the left and steal hope and opportunity for the future generations of America, Rogers said to applause. This is our chance to tell people that we've got their back. Here in Goshen, I'll tell you what. I'm going to go to the United States Senate with your help and work with Donald J. Trump and J.D. Vance. And we're going to take this country back, he promised.